Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today as Aaron Boyer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joins us in just a moment.
We're in the peak of harvest season, and this may be the last harvest for some retiring farmers. Mark, what can BigIron.com do for them?
BigIron.com can sell one item or your entire sale. We can spread out your items over several months or even calendar years to help you with your income. And our reps do all the work, taking the pictures and writing the descriptions for an easy one-stop auction company selling equipment all over the country.
If you're retiring from farming and want more information on the best way to sell your equipment and maximize the value, visit BigIron.com.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep, gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
There's more than just three or four countries selling beef into the global marketplace. Obviously, we sell a lot of beef internationally, as do the Canadians, the Australians, folks from New Zealand, Brazil. Then you have to think a little bit harder to start thinking about additional countries that do sell beef internationally. What about Uruguay? What about Argentina? Some sales coming out of Chile. But also, you don't think too often about another South American country, Paraguay. Well, Aaron Bohr, economist for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, was in Paraguay earlier this month, and she says that's a country that's got a lot of potential, a lot of upside in selling beef internationally.
Paraguay has been kind of the rising star in beef export trade. Their exports will be probably close to Uruguay's exports this year, and will definitely surpass Uruguay in the near future. Their exports have already surpassed Argentina's, so it's kind of fascinating when you think of it historically when Argentina was a real export powerhouse. The country has somewhere between 12 and 14 million head of cattle. It almost seems as though because they have been the underdog or the small guy, they've had to do things that much better to gain their place on the world stage. It's mostly a grass-fed industry, of course, but Paraguay typically has more crossbreeding than in Brazil, so you see more Brahman influence, even more British breed. So the cattle are sort of bred for feedlotting, if you will, and there are some feedlots that are mostly used for captive supplies, generally owned by the packing plants, of which there are 11 currently killing for export.
The other beef exporting countries that we mentioned earlier from South America, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, even Chile, all have an advantage over Paraguay because Paraguay is a landlocked country. That gives them some unique challenges in selling beef into the international market.
They will have the challenge of transport because it is a long ways from port. So today they're basically using the river to get to Montevideo, and then from Montevideo going ocean-bound. So their export shipping costs are higher than Brazil's. Their main export markets, of course, are Russia, but also Chile has been gaining back after the late 2011 FMD. So exports to Chile are by truck, which is also quite expensive. And actually, it can cost similar to go to Chile by truck as it does to go waterborne all the way to Russia.
Economist Aaron Bohr of the U.S. Meat Export Federation talking about a rising star when it comes to beef exporting nations, Paraguay. You've got the Beef Buzzer on. Neighbors, want to remind you about the Apache Livestock Auction special replacement female sale they've got set for Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m., Apache, Oklahoma. About 800 head total will be offered, including 400 AI'd heifers off the Nault Ranch. For information, you can call Bob Rodenberger at 405-641-8998, Greg Griffin at 918-306-1359. Apache Livestock Auction special replacement female sale coming Saturday, November 1st. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.